Welcome to the Study with Andrea podcast. I am Andrea Giordano, your English teacher, and today we're going to talk about something very important. It is the pronunciation of vowel sounds. Vowel sounds. We will have lots of practice today so that you can improve your pronunciation along with examples. Repeat after me. It's going to be a great productive day to improve your pronunciation. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you about what type of vowel sounds I'm going to be sharing with you today. So, as many of you know, I am from the United States. More specifically, I am from the state of Illinois. Illinois is the state where Chicago is. So it is in the center of the country, and generally people who live there have a Midwest accent. And that Midwest accent is very similar to General American English. So General American English is the accent that the majority of the United States speaks. This is the accent that you mainly hear when you watch American TV and American movies. So sometimes you will have characters who maybe are from the South, maybe they're from Tennessee, like where I live now, or Texas, and or even New York. You can hear their strong accents that are regional to that area. But the majority of actors who are on television or movies or even newscasters have a general American English accent. This is the standard accent. This is the one where most people will be able to understand you, and it's generally the accent that is taught when teaching American pronunciation. So that is the accent and the vowel sounds I'm going to teach you today. You should be aware that if you are learning British pronunciation, some of the sounds will sound a little bit different. But still, if you learn general American English pronunciation, the majority of people around the world will be able to understand you because it's what's in Hollywood. So let's get started. There are two types of vowel sounds in general American English. The one type is the most basic type. This is a single sound produced by your vocal cords. The second type of vowel sounds are called diphthongs, and diphthongs are produced by moving your mouth and tongue while you say them. So regular vowel sounds, you don't use your mouth or move your mouth or tongue when you say them. But diphthongs, you do move your mouth and tongue when you say them. So the first thing I'm going to do is with those non-diphthongs, those pure vowel sounds, I'm going to have you start by repeating after me by just repeating the sound. Ready? E, I, E, A, U, ah. Okay, those are our basic vowel sounds. Now let me dive a little bit deeper and give you examples for each of these vowel sounds in regular words, so you can connect these sounds to words that you know how to spell probably. These are basic English words. So the first sound, the first vowel sound is E. E. And you can find it in eat, meet, living, that second I, living, busy, that last E sound. Eat, meet, living, busy. The next sound is I. I. It's a short I sound. You can find it in it, kit, sick, and pin. The next sound is e. Now, a lot of people confuse I and e, but they are very different in English. I, e. I is the short I sound, and e is the short E sound. E is found in end, best, dress, and better. The next sound is a, a. This is our short A sound. It's found in at, apple, rat, and matter. The next sound is oo. This is our long U sound. Oo. It's found in pool, dune, soup, and jewel. Jewel. Next is the sound uh. Uh. It's found in book, should, pudding, and put. Uh. Next is the sound uh. It's the short U sound. It's found in the words but, blood, come, and sun. Next is the schwa sound. It's a shortened sound. And it is in the unstressed vowel. And I talk a lot more about the schwa sound in my Study with Andrea course at studywithandrea.com. And this sound is it's in the unstressed syllable. So for example, the first word is kingdom, kingdom. And it's that second syllable, the dum, dum. It's unstressed. Next one is photography. It's in the first and third syllable. Photography. Next is philosophy. It's in the first and third syllable. Next one is ketchup. Ketchup. It's in the second syllable. And the last one is education. It's in the second syllable and the fourth syllable. Education. Again, this is maybe the most difficult one to understand when it happens. And so if you want to learn more about it, you can join my class that is starting in early 2019. The next sound is aw, as in bought, daughter, long, and toss. Aw. And the last normal vowel sound is ah, as in opera, father, farm, and heart. Ah. Okay, so repeat after me again. E. I. E. A. U. Aw. Ah. Man, hopefully you're doing great repeating after me. And again, this is a really good podcast to listen to many times so you can practice these again and again. Okay, like I told you before, there are two types of vowel sounds. That was our first type. And now we are going on to the diphthongs, which are produced by moving your mouth and tongue while you say them. So there are five diphthongs that are common in general American English, and you can repeat after me to practice these. A, O, I, Ow, Oi. Again, your mouth should move and your tongue should move when you say these. So the first sound is A. This is the long A sound. And the examples are eight, slay, pain, flavor, and say. A. The next sound is O. This is the long O sound, as in toe, grow, go, and goat. O. The next one is I. As this is the long I sound, and it's found in words like I, spelled both as the letter I or E-Y-E, tie, cry, lime, light. And the I sound there is very different by region. So the I sound changes a lot when you go into the South or different parts of the South. So regionally, that one's going to be very different. But this is the general English way to pronounce I. Okay, the fourth diphthong is ow. Ow. It's found in words like proud, mouse, cow, about, now. And the last diphthong is oy. It's found in words like toy, boys, voice, and noise. Let's repeat those diphthongs one more time. A, O, I, ow, oy. Great job. All right. Again, listen to this podcast several times to really get that pronunciation. And there's so much to discover and practice when it comes to vowel sounds. One of my tricks that I tell people when they're learning vowel sounds is if you really want to practice your vowel sounds, listen to music in English that's really slow. So slow songs in English have an emphasis on the vowel sounds. So if they're saying a word really slowly and you're singing it with them, you have to hold out a vowel sound for a long time and really understand that vowel sound to sing along. So practice this podcast several times to improve your vowel pronunciation, but also listen to music in English to get that vowel practice as well. And then if you need more help, if people have a difficult time understanding you, then you should join me. I invite you to join me for the class that is launching in just a short time. In this class, you will be able to watch hours of video lessons all about pronunciation. They will be taught by me, Andrea Giordano, and also I will be there to provide support for you and help you practice your pronunciation so that you can grow it so quickly. I'm so excited about this new course starting very soon. Enrollment is not open yet, but if you go to studywithandrea.com, you can sign up and join the waiting list to join this amazing class. Again, it's going to have hours and hours of practice of pronunciation tips and practices and activities and lessons. So go to studywithandrea.com and join me in this pronunciation class. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Study with Andrea podcast. Happy learning!